Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor. A great joy to discover my longtime good colleague, David Grinspoon, an astrobiologist, an astronomer, a man who thinks about space and participates in experiments and probes. He's part of the probes to Venus right now. Find out that David is now named the new senior scientist for astrobiology strategy at NASA. A wonderful conversation with him in his office at NASA, imagining what the future holds and where David will be looking in the experiments, the probes, the expectations of NASA define an understanding of life as we understand it and life as it could also be understood by another foundation. David here describes how the Viking 1 and 2 probes might have been too narrow. No, we're too narrow. That life or things that move can take many forms, one of them on Earth called extremophiles. Here's David Grinspoon, Dr. David Grinspoon, the new senior scientist for astrobiology strategy on Hotel Mars.
Well, yeah, it gets back to that question of how do we search for life and what can we assume about life elsewhere? And if we assume that life just needs the conditions that we here on the surface of Earth enjoy, then perhaps we're being too narrow. In a way, that gets back to the problem with those Viking experiments that I mentioned in 1976. They were looking for life that really would be comfortable with the conditions that we enjoy on the surface of Earth. That, you know, you feed some water to some dirt and you see if it's breathing. In retrospect, it looks a little naive. But since that time, we've discovered these extremophile organisms, literally the lovers of extremes, life that can thrive in a much wider range of environments than just the narrow range of conditions that we humans, we surface dwellers can enjoy on Earth. So life that can exist in very acidic environments, extremely cold environments, extremely dry environments. And by expanding our understanding of the limits of life, that allows us to I think, more broadly and more intelligently understand the possible range of conditions that we should seek elsewhere on other planets. So by being able to study those extremophiles on Earth, we hopefully, I think, realistically, get more educated about the possible range of conditions and the possible survival strategies that life may pursue elsewhere. And so we can, take our conceptual blinders off and pursue that search for life in a more wide and enlightened perspective.
David, you have a question.
As we search for habitable areas for life, is that pretty close to being synonymous for looking for life detection?
Well, it's a really interesting question. I was having a conversation about this with some colleagues just yesterday at the Goddard Space Flight Center, where they're doing a lot of interesting astrobiology out here near D.C. in Greenbelt, Maryland. And one way of looking at this is there are three possibilities or three. You can sort of draw the circles, the Venn diagram. One is just habitability writ large. As we understand it, the potential of a planet or an environment to support life as we understand it. And those involve the criteria that John mentioned at the outset here, that just energy sources, as we understand it, probably the need for liquid water and organic molecules, or maybe slightly more broadly, the what we call the biogenic elements, the elements that are necessary. So that might define a habitable environment. But then you've got the question, if you have a habitable environment, is it necessarily inhabited? So you can find a habitable environment that maybe life you know, never occupied. So that's an additional question, habitability and inhabitants. And then beyond that, there's detectability. You can have an inhabited planet, but do we have the ability to detect life there? And you can imagine scenarios where that might really be hard. If life is only underground and we're looking at the atmosphere through spectroscopy with, you know, a space telescope, then we're not guaranteed to find that life. So detectability is not the same as inhabitants, and it's not the same necessarily as habitability. But hopefully with all our experiments down here on the ground and our investigations elsewhere in the universe, we're getting smarter about how to connect those together and indeed broaden our ability to detect life so that it overlaps with where life actually occurs.
It is wonderful to celebrate the end of 2023. More of this later in the day. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.